The Youth Hour. For the youth. By the youth. On 91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And just before that, you heard some beautiful sounds by the Nasheed group that will be taking place in the Discover Islam and Nasheed competition. And that group was Halawa to Surura. And those were five girls, in which really the first time that they are going to be working with Discover Islam, yeah, alhamdulillah, and also beautiful, beautiful sounds. If you are interested, or if you have, you know, a good voice, or they're even looking for a drama, if you're interested in that, you're almost welcome to contact Amira on 078-594-6764. That is 078-594-6764. Alternatively, you can send an email. That is Martin. That's martinawamirah10@gmail.com. All of this information will be downstairs at our reception desk to grasp, inshallah. That is from Monday to Friday, and that is during office hours from 7 until 4, inshallah. If you want further information regarding the Nasheed event taking place, you're almost welcome to give us a call at our offices on 021-442-3530. So what do you think? Are you interested in Nasheeds? Then definitely give us a call and we will give all those details on to you. Now, I know that I have said that it's stressful. Exam times are coming up and you're not eating properly, you're nervous, and this all breaks down into pimples and oily skin and all of those type of things, which we really don't have the money for. But at this moment in time, I will be sharing some ways and how to prevent oily skin. And this is now especially for teenagers looking at 12 years or 13 years upwards. So the first thing you need to do, you wash your face twice daily with glycerin soap. And I must say that the lines are open for your requests or dedications, or not really requests or dedications, but your suggestions as to, have you tried some home remedies? Have it worked for you? Which are the ones that worked for you? Which are the ones that didn't work for you? Give me a call in studio, 021-442-3530. Alternatively, you can send through an SMS to 47913 if you have tried some of the home remedies that worked for you and that didn't work for you. Then the second is to apply aloe vera gel to your face twice or thrice daily, and this will absorb oil and clear the pores. Now, carry oil absorbing tissues to wipe away oil whenever necessary, and also to remember to wash your face with cool water twice daily. This is better than, you know, using chemicals on your skin. So not warm water, wash your face with cold water twice daily if you have very bad skin with regards to oiliness, and you especially get oily within your T-zone and so forth. I think that the oil absorbing tissues is perfect for that. So you can just keep it within your carry bag, or, you know, your backpack that you take to school with. And then also avoid moisturizers that exacerbate your oil problem. So you can, you know, avoid moisturizers like for dry skin or things in which, you know, don't have too much of ingredients that will really make your skin oily or greasy or so forth. You rather go for moisturizers that will leave your skin oil free. But you use sunscreen before going outside. It's very important. And then also you need to keep your hair, you know, away from your face at all times, especially if it is also oily. And then clean your makeup brushes once a week. So if you are interested, or if you are one of those who use makeup, or you're just discovering to use makeup, do remember to clean your makeup brushes once a week. And then also, if you're looking at buying cosmetics, or you're just into those type of things, you know, you're getting to that stage where you want to try out some certain products, then look at water-based cosmetics and try to avoid foundations that will clog pores and cause breakouts. Drink plenty of water to hydrate, refresh, and detoxify skin from the inside, and eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Now, eat foods that is rich in enzymes, that is like your pineapple, your milk, and your pumpkin, and they also help dissolve the oil that attracts dirt and dead skin cells to your skin surface. And also, number 13 on our list, use gentle pH balanced, slightly acidic cleansers that will dissolve excess oils without damaging the skin's natural mantle, which protects against bacteria. And if you're someone that really likes watermelon, or you're someone that really likes papaya within the hot summer days, you can rub papaya or watermelon on your skin to reduce oiliness. Did you know that? I didn't know that though. So you can do that. That is a home remedy, as a natural remedy. And also avoid artificial perfumes like coloring agents, synthetic chemicals, and mineral oils. And then the last on the list, number 16, to avoid side effects, always use natural products and home remedies. Always look for natural products and home remedies. Speak to me as to which products have worked for you, which natural remedies have worked for you. I know that I've tried sugar and lemon juice as an exfoliant for my skin, and that takes away all your dead skin cells. It also brightens your face, gives you an even glow. I find that that also really worked well for me, but I actually stopped using it. So with regards to that, you really need to be consistent in what it is that you do. And for me, I think that I slacked with the consistency. So that it worked for me. I'd say that it did work for me. If I actually carried on, it would actually work for me better though. So give me a call in studio, 021-442-3530. Alternatively, send through an SMS to 47913 as to which of the home remedies you have tried that worked for you and that didn't work for you.
The Youth Hour, for the youth, by the youth, on 91.3 FM Stereo.